producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Welcome to the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Indeed, 855-99-3-7569. So nobody wants to call in and do their sweet baboo, huh, for Valentine's Day. Well, all right, I have, as I said, I looked up, I've been kind of looking through things. I was in a doctor's office yesterday, so I got to read through old magazines. And these weren't particularly out of date, but they were just suggesting that that you should take, you know, that Valentine's Day this year falls on a weekend. It's tomorrow. It's Saturday night. And so that they have all these fancy menus. And the cheapest one I found was $80 per person. It was a seafood restaurant that I think it was Korean seafood restaurant. And then if you wanted, because this gave me the first clue, or maybe it was Japanese, that you could compare, that you could for another $40, so it's $120 per person, you could add sake tasting to it. It seems to me, if you do, I don't know about other people, if you do sake tasting, you don't need to do the food, because you won't be able to taste anything, and you'll be gone by the, you know, by the second cup of sake. So, but they're incredibly expensive. I mean, as I said, the most expensive one was $800 per person. I don't think it included tip or tax. I mean, it's just an outrageous amount of money. As I said, you could buy a small country for that. All right, so here's some things to do that if you don't feel like you want to go the traditional route of chocolates and roses and stuff like that. One of the things to do that sort of cements relationships is to take a risk together. You've heard that, for example, soldiers view each other as brethren, you know, because they've gone through life and death situations. And adrenaline seems to be one of those sort of crazy glues that keeps people together forever. I'm not suggesting that you should rob a bank together. This is not Bonnie and Clyde. But to go bungee jumping together, or to go take a Bondurant driving course together, or to go hot air ballooning together, or to go, I mean, even skiing or something together, to go and do something that's a little bit risky, so you get the adrenaline going, and because it does seem to bind people closer together. And if you think about, if you've been in a long-term relationship, some of the things that you remember the best were the high intensity, high emotional kind of thing, where you were worried about something, or somebody wasn't home on time, or there was something that happened. So, again, this is not, I'm one of those people who likes sort of doing something new. I'm not particularly an adrenaline junkie. Doing things that are dangerous don't really appeal to me greatly, but doing things that are fun do. Taking a speedboat ride. Speed is one of the things that is kind of fun for me. So taking a powerboat ride, or taking a power squadron course together, or even taking a course together where you have to take an exam, or public speaking, anything like that, where it's kind of an intense experience that you do together. The idea, as I've said repeatedly, is the problem about sex is not that we're physically naked, it's that we're emotionally naked, or if you're doing it right, you should be. So if basically you can figure out some questions to ask each other, and then sort of go back and forth with the answers. So the idea being, and this presumably is somebody that you know and that you trust, that this is not necessarily a first date kind of thing. And these are some kind of questions that people don't necessarily ask each other after a first date or after they've been online. If you could have dinner with anybody you wanted, who would it be? Would you like to be famous? And if so, what way? If you had a crystal ball, would you want to know what was going to happen next? Now, some of these, I think that I'm not a fan, as you know, for those of you who go to Facebook, that answering yes or no is not very productive. What you want to do is ask somebody why this would be or how it would be or whatever. What's on your bucket list? Saying three things that we both, you know, that we both feel or do or whatever. I wish I had somebody with whom I could share blank. What would be a perfect day? What do you view as the biggest accomplishment so far in your life? How do you define friendship? Is there anybody you tell everything to? Say something that you like about the other person. I mean, they're all, you can see that these are kind of, I don't think these are really first date questions as much as let's spend some time, instead of going to a movie and letting someone else do the talking, let's just talk about each other and try to get to know each other a little bit. What's your favorite song? Have you ever sung to somebody else? Let's see, this is an interesting one. If you were going to go to 9-day and retain either the mind or the body of a 30-year-old for the last 60 years of your life, which would you want? I know what I'd choose. Which would you choose, Vanny?
Say that one more time.
If you knew that you were going to live to 90 and you could retain either the mind or the body of a 30-year-old, which would you choose?
Probably the body, because...
Yeah.
Yeah, the body, obviously, because...
Your mind, you get smarter as you get older.
Right, exactly. You would know a lot more at 90 than you would at 30 anyway.
Exactly.
So, yeah.
Exactly. And if you've got the body of a 30-year-old, presumably, assuming you were healthy at 30, that as long as you're healthy, you've got time. And as long as you've got time, everything will work out.
Mm-hmm.
Right, what was the most embarrassing thing you've ever done? You know, I was asked that once in a job interview, and I said, I don't do embarrassing things. I'm not going to give anybody that kind of information about me in a job interview.
Not giving you something to hold over my
head. Yeah, right. Here's Blackmail City.
Yeah.
Is there anything that you feel is too serious to be joked about? And there are certainly some things that fall into that category. What are you most grateful for?
Hmm.
How do you get along with your mom or your dad? Hmm. If you sort of were kidnapped by aliens at this moment, what would be your regret? What would you have said to somebody that if you knew you were going to go, you would have said?
Hmm.
I mean, so you can see that and these don't take a huge amount of ingenuity to sort out. It's just sort of getting to know somebody and letting them get to know you in a kind of a non-threatening way, which I think is a much better use of the time on Valentine's Day or any day than going to a movie or going to a concert or going to a play, even though... We know I love movies. We know I love plays. And here's something we used to do in yoga. I've done this, a number of different places in a number of different contexts, which is look into somebody else's eyes without blinking, basically, without talking, for 4 full minutes. Have you ever done that?
Not talking for 4 minutes?
No, not talking and looking into somebody's eyes.
Oh.
It's tricky stuff.
Hmm.
Our tendency is to glance at somebody's eyes, and supposedly the copulatory gaze, which is, when you decide yes or no if I'm interested in somebody, is 20 seconds worth. So this is 4 minutes. And we tend to do it, I think, when we're first with somebody and we're sort of making, when we talk about making eyes at somebody, I think that's part of what we're talking about, is just sort of gazing into their eyes, with the notion being that windows are the... Or that eyes are the window to the soul, so that we sort of... But those are a much better use of Valentine's Day than... I made a deal with one of the guys downstairs. He said, you want to be Valentine's? And I said, yeah. I said, do I get chocolate? And he said, yeah, Monday. So it works for me.
Yeah.
I told this story before when I was in college. I said to everybody... come to my room. We'll do an Easter egg hunt. And so everybody showed up on Sunday morning. And I said, what are you doing? And they said, we're here for the Easter egg hunt. And I said, no, Easter egg hunts are on Monday, always. They're always the Monday following Easter. They said, what are you talking about? An Easter egg hunt is always on Easter morning. Well, I grew up in a large family with no money. And my mother was convinced that Easter egg hunts were always on Monday, because she would go and buy all the stuff. The bunnies and the rabbits and the baskets and the when it was half price or 75% off the next day. So don't listen to my mother. 855-99 Dr. Joy. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did.
Hmm.
We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $7.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever.
Hmm.
Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. You got it?
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
Removing bad taste and odor from your drinking water is easy. Removing the bad stuff you don't taste is what ProPure does best. Water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure countertop, inline gravity, and household water filtration products. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com. Or call 800-544-3533.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Winter has just begun, and are you already tired of being cold? How would you like to never be cold again? This is Dale with Fortress Clothing, and I'm here to tell you, you will never be cold again with Fortress. If you're tired of freezing your butt off, elk hunting, sitting in a tree stand, deer hunting, winter camping, fishing, ice fishing, no longer fear the cold. If you snowmobile, ski, snowboard, get Fortress. Sledding with the kids, shoveling the walks, shopping, or if you or your spouse get cold feet at home, get Fortress. If you're stuck outside working in the cold or find yourself in an emergency situation, get our winter bug out bag and you will never be cold again. Fortress is the answer, so quit complaining and go to fortressclothing.com. It's a mid-layer garment that goes with anything you want to wear. Enter coupon code radio and get 20% off any item. Go now while we still have inventory. FortressClothing.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Have a question? Need advice? Dr. Joy Brown is here to help at 855-99-DR-JOY.
That's what I'm here to do, is exactly that. 855-993-7569. Rachel, you're on the air. I'm Dr. Joy Brown. Howdy.
Hi, Dr. Joy. Thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
My question is, it's about job seeking, mostly.
Oh, okay.
I'm 31, married, no kids, and I've been looking for a new job basically for the last 3 months, sort of.
Okay.
A job that's more on my career path, less of a transient part-time sort of stuff. And
what is your career path?
I just got my master's in sustainable food systems. So
okay. That's
my career. It's a little vague, I understand.
I was just going to say, what would the ideal job consist of? Would you be working for a grocery chain or a farm or a government agency or what?
My background is in farming, actually. So that's where my true passions lie. But
okay.
I want to be farming for myself and my family, not for someone else necessarily. So my true, like, what I really wanted to do was actually the job that I had for basically the last year, but I just actually left last week. It turned into a very part-time position working for a nonprofit, and I was working with kids from inner city youth with an urban farm and community gardens and with school gardens.
Okay.
And so it was really perfect, but it ended up not being perfect. I think there were some money issues and a little bit of conflict with management, and it kind of became very unpleasant. So I left, and I have another job lined up. It's only part time, and it's something that it's within like agriculture, but it's not enough to sustain me at all because it's really part time, but.
You mean when you sustain, are we talking intellectually or financially or both?
Mostly financially, but I do think there will be a little bit of an issue like intellectually too.
Okay.
But, I mean, I have a lot of passion for this. It's like helping people who want to be farming find the farmland to be able to do that. So
okay.
I have a lot of empathy for the job, for the people that I would be helping out now. But the question comes down to the fact that I just saw a job posting for a job that was essentially what I just left, but it's full-time, has benefits, it's way more sustainable financially,
mm-hmm.
and it's going to be in a different area of the state. The commute will be about the same of the job that I just left. So I know that I have to apply to it because it's really... I'm super qualified for it, but
okay.
I also am feeling like I don't want to screw over the people that I just accepted a part-time job with in case this works out. And so I guess I'm looking for a different perspective on how I can go about this. I'm assuming that I'm gonna interview and it's gonna go well and they're gonna offer this up. That's a scenario I want to be able to work with.
All right. Well, first of all, I agree with you. I think you should apply for it because there's no guarantee that you'll get it, even though I hear that you're very optimistic. The job, the part-time job that you've accepted would start when?
Orientation and my training will start next week. I have to go up to New Hampshire for that. So it's a day's trip.
Okay. And would you be working out of the area that you're living in now?
Yeah, I can basically work from home, and it's going to be a matter of some travel within the state.
Okay. So here's what I would
8 hours. Sorry.
Go ahead with the 8 hours. What's the 8 hours?
Oh, just that it's an 8-hour minimum per week, and then usually six up to 16 or maybe a little more depending on funding and projects.
Okay. Is the dream job that you're going to apply for is how many hours a week?
It's full time.
Okay.
So 40.
Rachel, you got no kids.
I know.
What would
I
stop
want
you from?
Kids, though.
Well, that's all right, but you don't have them now, and unless I'm mistaken, it's going to take the better part of a year, like 9 months, if you got pregnant this afternoon, which means apply for the job, the full time job. If you get it, mm-hmm. figure out a way to do both. I mean, it seems like they would probably dovetail with one another. One, you can work out of your house. 8 hours a week is basically one extra day a week, so you may be working. You may be working 48 hours a week, which is not exactly a killer load. And presumably, one of several things will happen. Either the two will dovetail well together. You may end up figuring out a grant to write, which is what I was going to suggest before we found out about the perfect job that you already want, is is begin sort of thinking about how to do what you want to do by yourself as opposed to getting a paycheck from somebody. Become an entrepreneur, which means writing a grant or making some contacts to get people to support you. But, I mean, I would go ahead and apply for the dream job. Go ahead and get trained for the other job. If you can work out of your house and it's a minimum of 8 hours a week, you could probably easily do both.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And you're going to be busy, but you don't, I mean, mm-hmm. look, if it's any comfort to you, it's nothing. At one point, I was a full-time graduate student and a full-time engineer. You don't even have to worry about budgeting your time. You just have no time. But you don't do it forever. It makes you incredibly efficient about stuff. And, I mean, if there's a commute involved, maybe you take a train rather than drive so that you can do some of this stuff, you know, that if you had an hour a day that you could do the part-time job, that, you know, that only leaves 3 extra hours that, I mean, I think it sounds very doable. They sound fairly compatible with one another and kind of enriching. I mean, they just fit so nicely together, and you'd have some great contacts, some great experience, some serious jingling in your jeans, and a sort of variety of experience to be able to think about doing this for yourself. Because if you have kids at some point, you may want to be able to do something that is very much you directed as opposed to someone else directed in terms of how you do it and whether you have additional staff and whether you do it out of the house and whatever. But it sounds like a great situation, and you really don't have to decide anything at this moment because you don't have the other job. But if you get it, I mean, it would seem to me an obvious thing to do is to combine them. And it may be that the other job, the full-time job, you can do instead of doing 8 hours a day for 5 days a week, that you can do 9 hours a day for 4 days a week, or 9.5 hours, so that you have one extra day to do this. I mean, it sounds very doable.
Okay. All right. I think I was just worried about sort of leading on this part-time gig and then having to tell them in...
But you don't. I mean, and look, anybody who hires somebody with a master's degree is part-time understands that they're very likely going to move on. I mean, that most people have master's degrees unless there's a reason, unless you're dealing with an elderly parent or, you know, kids in daycare or whatever. But it sounds to me that you may be able to bring the expertise from both separate situations to great benefit to both different jobs. You get to be like me. You get to be a conduit.
I would love to be like you. Thank you.
All right. Well, go for it, kiddo. All right.
All right. Thanks.
So go apply and think about how you combine them, and you're off and running. If you need some more help, call me back. Jennifer, you'll be next. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
You hear that, kid? That's the hum of a well-run facility. You know what I hate hearing? Silence. Silence on a production line means downtime. Downtime means wasted time. Wasted time means wasted money. Silence isn't golden, kid. It's deadly. That's why I love Grainger. With a wide variety of the latest products, Grainger gets us what we need when we need it to help keep this place up and running and humming away. Get it? Got it? Good. Call clickgrainger.com or stop by. Grainger. For the ones who get it done.
When you're running your own business, you're bound to be busy. Too busy. Too busy worrying about your budget. Too busy scheduling appointments. Too busy to build a website for your business. And because you're too busy, it has to be easy. And that's where Wix.com comes in. With Wix.com, it's easy for you to create your stunning website. Go to Wix.com and create your website today. It's easy and free. That's Wix.com.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did. We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $7.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever. Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes.
All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
BuySellMakeOffer.com.
BuySellMakeOffer.com. You got it?
BuySellMakeOffer.com.
BuySellMakeOffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's BuySellMakeOffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did.
Hmm.
We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $7.95. And BuySellMakeOffer.com will never charge item fees, ever.
Hmm.
Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
BuySellMakeOffer.com.
BuySellMakeOffer.com. You got it?
BuySellMakeOffer.com.
BuySellMakeOffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
Have a question? Need advice? Dr. Joy Brown is here to help at 855-99-DR-JOY.
855-993-7569. Jennifer, you're on the air. I'm Dr. Joy Brown. Howdy.
Hi, Dr. Brown. I'm contemplating divorce, and I recently read the book called The Unexpected Legacy of Divorce. It's a 25-year study by Judith Wallerstein. And I was wondering if you had read that book or heard of that study, and if you could give me any information or if you could speak on it.
Is that the one that says that the kids get screwed up on it?
Well, it says it weighs the pros and cons. It talks about staying in a marriage that isn't perfect and how that impacts some kids. And then it also then talks about how the actual divorce impacts kids.
Yeah, I vaguely remember. I think it came out a couple of years ago and created, as I recall, somewhat of a fuss. Let me just give you, without necessarily responding directly to the book, just give you my take on divorce, with, I suppose, the caveat that I'm divorced. And I think there are things that I did right and things that I, if I had to do them again, would probably do differently. But I think part of it depends. I mean, 25 years is a long study, except that 25 years ago basically takes you back to the 80s, which is a very different time than now. And I think that the world has changed significantly. I mean, we didn't have cell phones in the 80s, and the computer was for nerds in basements. People didn't have. I mean, it was just a very different kind of world. Divorce was still about 50% of marriages were ending in divorce at that time. Many fewer women worked, so the economic effects of divorce were significantly different 25 years ago than they are today. So, all of that being said, and longitudinal studies sort of drive me nuts, to be quite honest, because they combine data that is from different times, different researchers, different bodies, and it's one of the things that drives me absolutely bananas, because it muddies the science, and it means that your statistics come from a larger pool, but the studies were done by different people under different circumstances, sometimes in different countries, different languages, different questions being asked, different controls on the study. So longitudinal studies, as I said, I guess it gets back to my discussion earlier with Eric today, that says you need to look at the science. Don't take the summaries. Look at the science. Having said that, let me tell you my stance on divorce. It's never easy for anybody. The question is divorce better for anybody than staying in a bad marriage? And I guess part of the argument is, how do you define a bad marriage? If there's abuse going on, I don't think anybody sort of questions that all concerned, including the abuser, are better not being in that marriage. That there is no one who's ever said that growing up in a situation of physical abuse is good for anybody. So I think that, and again, study doesn't look at that. All right, so that's number one. Number two, where do we put emotional abuse on the scale? And I'm one of those people who said, don't combine the two. That everybody can yell, and all of us have said things we wish we hadn't said. That's different than taking a baseball bat to somebody's head. So that becomes a gray area as far as I'm concerned, which means that then you have to look and say, if what is making the marriage untenable as far as you're concerned? And let me talk about it abstractly, and then we'll talk with you specifically about your marriage. Unhappy people don't make very good parents. They don't make very good decisions. They're not much fun to be around. I saw a play over the weekend that is an extraordinary experience, which I will talk about later in the week, about children of suicidal moms. And the impact that that has. So, again, it gets back to the issue of how unhappy is the marriage. If you think, gee, there may just be somebody who's sexier, is that a good reason to get out of a marriage? Well, it may be a reason to get some counseling. It may be a reason to take a break, but I'm not sure it's a reason for a divorce. But, again, individuals are going to come up with various reasons. I think people get married for all the wrong reasons, so they're probably going to get divorced for equally stupid reasons as well. But So the question is, are you having a seven-year itch? Are you just feeling that there's something better out there? Are you feeling like your life isn't working? And I can remember clients of mine who would come in, and I had one woman who said, that I have beautiful kids, I have a husband who loves me, and I'm ready to kill myself. Well, this is obviously not a very good situation. And the question is, was it her marriage or was it her life in general? And again, that sometimes a woman, for example, getting a job can make a huge difference because she's not so financially or emotionally dependent on the man. And dependence for adults doesn't work very well in the long run. So again, not knowing anything about your situation, which we will go to in a moment, I would say that you have to evaluate what it is that's making you unhappy and what do you think you can do about it. And divorce should probably be the final answer, not the first answer. And that may include counseling. It may include some time apart, which doesn't mean dating another person. If there's an affair involved, it's a terrible reason to think about a divorce because you're just going to muddy the waters. But there are legitimately situations in which the people just don't see eye to eye on anything anymore, that the sex doesn't work, the finance doesn't work, they're not friendly with one another, living essentially either as strangers or even worse as an armed camp. And understanding that this isn't very good for adults, and then when you throw kids into the mix, that kids are both a reason to stay together, to work harder on a relationship, because we know that they're going to have very little control over whether that marriage is viable or not, but they're also going to be affected by it. So if there are two adults who aren't very happy with one another, then I'd say, well, let's figure out why you're unhappy. Is there anything that can be done about it? And go from there. If there are children involved, I would say it's even more important to see what the issues are and is there any resolution to it. If there is not, if neither partner feels or one feels so strongly it doesn't make any difference what the other one feels, then are there ways to minimize the impact on the children? And I think the answer unquestionably is yes. And the first rule of thumb is making that you don't share details about the relationship with the children, no matter what age they are. It's none of their business if mom or dad had an affair, or if their sex life isn't working, or dad lost his job, or mom is put on weight. That's children shouldn't have to be involved with that. What you can explain to children, which they understand really at any age, is that, you know, sometimes you really like somebody and then you don't like them anymore, and there's really not as much as you'd like to. You just don't feel that way about them anymore. That children only care about the specifics when it comes to them, so another reason not to share details. That both parents stay involved with the children. That one parent doesn't disappear. That one parent doesn't make sure that both parents work very hard at making sure that all the kids have access to both parents. They don't badmouth each other, they don't spy on each other, and they don't get involved with anybody else for at least a year after the divorce. And they stay involved with the children. Now, having said all of that, you can see that there's not an easy answer that says, yeah, go ahead and get divorced, or no, don't get divorced. I think children growing up in the situation that you know it's an armed camp, that you know that your parents really don't like each other, that they argue all the time, or that there's silence, doesn't give children the sense of security. I mean, think about when your parents fought, whether that it didn't make you feel warm and fuzzy, it made you feel scared, silly. And certainly it makes it more difficult, I think, for children, either from a bad marriage or from divorce, to go on and have a good marriage on their own. Although probably a parent's marriage that seems to exclude the kids because it's so happy is not great for their future marital happiness either. So do you want me to look specifically at your marriage and see what we do about that?
I've got a few minutes, if you have a few minutes.
Absolutely. That's what I'm here for.
Okay. I am 44 years old, and my husband's 47. We've been married for 19 years, and I found out 18 months ago that he has been online on Craigslist and having anonymous sex with men that he doesn't even know.
All right, so he has been having sex?
Yes.
Okay, and it's with men?
Yes.
How'd you find out?
His behavior was just so erratic and bizarre, and his phone was laying out, and right popped up a message that was totally bizarre to me. And then he used our family iPad to look up ads for men seeking men, didn't delete it, didn't try to hide any of the history.
Right, so he wanted to be caught.
I guess so, yeah.
Have you talked with him about this?
Yes.
And what does he say?
He says he was in a, you know, it was not him. He actually spent 3 days at a mental health unit because he was suicidal.
All right, let me put you on hold. We'll come right back. All right?
Okay.
855-99 Dr. Joy. Stay tuned. Be back, Jennifer. Sarah, don't worry. I've got a whole other hour. I'll get to you, I promise. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did.
Hmm.
We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $7.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever.
Mm.
Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. You got it?
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Sciatica, lower back pain, hip pain, poor posture. If you suffer from any of these problems, get ready to relax. Introducing an amazing product that's been in the market for over 25 years, the Sacro Wedgie. It was invented by a football coach using a common sense osteopath technique. He created this device to help his athletes by isolating and supporting the sacrum, which is the keystone of our anatomy. This wedge-shaped bone is in the center of our hips, where a lot of pain starts. Simply relax 20 minutes daily on the amazingly simple Sacro Wedgie and let gravity do the work, helping muscles rebalance and start releasing nerves. Sit in the Sacro Wedgie at the computer or while traveling to help correct posture to finally help relieve those stubborn aches and pains for only $33.95. It's made in the USA, so click the family-owned website at sacrowedgie.com, spelled S-A-C-R-O-W-E-D-G-Y.com, or call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Relax your back pain away with the Sacro Wedgie.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
For Life with Dr. Joy Brown. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Okay. Jennifer's asking kind of an abstract question about divorce. And in her own particular case, she's been married for almost 20 years, 19 years, and found out, 18 months ago, you're telling me, that her husband was really looking to confess without having to confess that he'd been having anonymous sex with men, and he left sort of an electronic trail rather than a paper trail. So and he said it wasn't him. He checked into a mental health clinic. So what's happened? Bring me up to date on that.
He was there for a short stay. He had been in counseling on his own for about 6 months. Then I joined, and we tried to do counseling together. It didn't go well, and he dropped counseling altogether. And he has not seen his psychiatrist or been in counseling since like July of 2014.
Go ahead.
At the time, they said he was bipolar, and they gave him some medication. Prior to that, he was taking Adderall, and his story is that the Adderall made him do it.
Well, Adderall is like alcohol or anything else. It can't create the impulse. It can lower the inhibition, but it can't create the impulse. What do you want at this moment?
We have a 12-year-old son, and I am not having sex with the man. I am not, you know, interested in patching up our relationship to have a sexual marriage. But I do want to try to figure out what is best for our son.
Jennifer?
Yeah.
You're not answering my question.
Okay.
What do you want? Have a magic wand. Make things whatever you want them to be.
I want the marriage I thought I had.
Well, you can't unknow something. What was your sex life like 2 years ago?
Our sex life has not been grand over the 20 years.
Did you have any inkling that your husband was gay? Has the thought ever crossed your mind?
At this point, I'd have to say, yeah. I guess I thought that.
Okay.
And what made me think that was what I thought was just a lack of a sex drive, which he always said, you just have this overactive sex drive that I can't compete with.
Okay, I got that. But you've been with him for presumably 20 plus years, because you've been married to him for 19. Did the thought ever occur to you, any of your girlfriends, your mom, used to say, you know, have you ever thought of whether he's gay?
No.
And it never occurred to you that he might be?
No.
Okay. All right. So let's see where we are at this moment. What does he want? Do you know?
He wants to continue the marriage.
Okay. What are you? I mean, look, it seems to me you've got three options here. One, the option of pretending that you don't know what you know would seem to me unwise, if not impossible. I guess the first place to start is whether or not you would be willing to have sex with him.
I'm not.
Okay. Would you, if you were married to him, would you want to have sex? Would you want to have sex outside the marriage?
Today, my answer is no.
Okay. Would you allow him to have sex outside the marriage?
I would rather he didn't, but he did it, and I didn't know about it, so I feel like I can't control that.
Well, but all right, but that's not exactly the question. Because, look, you've got some options here. One is you would not be the first woman who was married to a gay man who either didn't know about it or suspected it or didn't suspect it, but found out and decided, he's my best friend, we're raising children together, we own property together, he dresses nicely. You would not be the first nor the last woman who is married to a gay man. All right, so that's one possibility. Obviously, it means that you've got to negotiate some issues, and I just mentioned several of them. Are you willing to lead a celibate life? You can ask him if he's willing to do it, but it's probably more sensible to say, if you're not going to have sex with him, you need to make sure that your sex life is discreet so it doesn't embarrass me or our son. At some point, presumably, he's going to have to be honest with his son, maybe not at 12, but at some point, of saying, I'm gay.
Well, and this is another worry of mine. He created at least 2 sex tapes with some of these men that he met for a afternoon delight. My concern is those are out there. He thinks, oh, these people erased them. They're out there.
Well, but again, that's sort of interesting, but not terribly relevant to what you need to decide. I mean, I suppose if they become public, and I have you seen the sex tapes? Do you have any idea what they contain?
I've seen still pictures that have been sent. I have not seen the tapes.
Is he identifiable?
Well, yes, because in the tape it said, make sure you erase it because my face is in it.
Okay. All right. All right. So you have some questions to answer, and they're really up to you. They have no bearing on him. Am I willing to stay married to a gay man? What if I'm willing to stay married to him, what are the rules? What are the financial issues? Telling your son about his father's sex life is not relevant, that he's going to have to do that at some point. The question is he going to find out about it? You already know, so the likelihood of you being embarrassed about it, who knows? I think that the public part of it, you just have to, I suppose it's waiting for the other shoe to drop, but it's not like you don't know about it. So presumably you could decide at that moment. And again, you would not be the first wife who's had, embarrassing tapes of her husband show up, whether it's with a man or woman. So it doesn't, it doesn't make you unique in the history of the world. It's not a whole lot of fun, but it's not unique. I think you need to sit down and decide what you want. And finding a therapist to do that, I think working on the marriage at this moment is a waste of time, because whatever marriage you decide is what it's going to work for you is up to you. Whether you stay married to him, whether he puts half the assets in your name, whether you have separate bedrooms, whether you decide to stay married but don't live together, or whether you divorce him. But I think the point at this juncture is not about your son, but about you and what you want to do. Because if you stay married to him, you're essentially talking about either living a celibate life or living a life where the sex is essentially clandestine. We call it open marriage, for lack of a better term. Let me put you on hold. You need to talk with me some more about this. You may need to just sort of go away and figure, think on your own and then come back to me. Put you on hold. Sarah, I promise I get to you. I've got a whole other hour. I promise give both of you as much time as you need. 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Did you miss a show? No problem. Download the podcast right now at drjoy.com.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to gcnteam.com.
This is Holly Thomas, Group Vice President of Cause Marketing for Macy's. Our company is working together with the March of Dimes through March for Babies to raise money and awareness about the serious problem of premature birth in the U.S. That's why Macy's is committed to raising funds through our employees, customers, family, and friends to improve the health of moms and babies everywhere. Won't you please join us in March for Babies? Start a team today at marchforbabies.org.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.